Please listen with the motivation of bodhicitta, thinking of all sentient beings who have been our mothers and who are a number as vast as space. The teaching, so here is on the essence of the main point, the key point of the final turning of the will of the Dhamma, Buddha, among the teachings of the Buddha, that is on the Sugatagarbha. And in that, then we're discussing the proof of the existence of the Sugatagarbha in sentient beings as they were presented by Maitreya in the Uttara Tantra Shastra, where he says that the kaya of the perfect Buddha is radiant, suchness is indivisible, they have the gotra, the nature. Therefore, all sentient beings always have the Buddha nature. So, in this, Maitreya also give three reasons why sentient beings have the Buddha nature. And the way to understand this quotation, this verse from the Uttara Tantra Shastra, so first with the text present the way that it is understood by some earlier Tibetan teachers, Tibetan masters, the way they've understood this quotation. And then in the second part, there's presentation of the understanding of the Vidyadhara lineage of the Nyingma tradition. And so the understanding of the masters of the Vidyadhara lineage of the Nyingma tradition, the second part is the point we reach in explanation, in covering the text. And in this section, so it is first presenting the understanding of the first line, the Kaya of the Perfect Buddha is radiant. And then in the second part, then the text presents how to understand the second line, suchness is indivisible. And then thirdly, that they have the nature, the statement that they have the nature. So each of those three reasons is successively examined in the text. And so we are still in the presentation of the first point, that is the first reason how to understand this first line in the quotation saying the Kaya of the Perfect Buddha is radiant. And so the way to understand this and what has been presented, explained so far, is that all those sentient beings that are completely bound in samsara due to negativity, negative emotions, then have the capacity to reach enlightenment. They can reach enlightenment. And so it means that therefore they already, and when they reach enlightenment, they can bring out, manifest all those qualities, enlightened qualities and so on, of the Dhammakaya primordial wisdom. And so therefore, already at the time of the ground, when they are sentient beings, they already have in themselves this primordially, this nature, this spontaneously present nature with all its qualities, the primordial wisdom of the Dhammakaya. And that is that this is this ultimate understanding, and that is that the Dhammakaya, the ultimate Dhammakaya with all its qualities, then manifest upon reaching enlightenment. And so this is the way that has been, you know, this has been explained. However, sometimes we need to see with which kind of also reasonings and how do we approach this, you know, how do we establish that this is the case. Because if we look at the ordinary kind of reasonings as it is used, for example, in treatises such as the Pramanavartika, then which is this ordinary limited kind of perception, then from that perspective, then any cognition has to be impermanent. A cognition entails being impermanent, and so therefore, the omniscience of the Buddha being also a cognition has to therefore be impermanent. That is, if we look from a very ordinary perspective, from this perspective of the limited ordinary perception. But it is not this type of perception or outlook that we are using here in this context in order to establish the Buddha nature and and the fact that it is primordially spontaneously present within sentient beings. But it is the valid cognition that is the pure vision of noble beings, and this is this type of valid cognition that we use in order to establish that sentient beings so have this primordial wisdom of the Dhammakaya. And so And by means of this kind of valid cognition, the valid cognition of pure perception, can we can establish, we can show that actually the primordial wisdom of the Dharmakaya is already present within sentient beings at the time of the ground. So when they are sentient beings, even though it is not manifest at that time, yet it is present in sentient beings, that this Sugatagarbha, the essence of the Sugatagarbha, endowed with all these infinite qualities, is already present. And so this is what the first reason, the Kaya of the Perfect Buddha is Radiant, teaches. And this is what we've already covered, most of this already.
That ringi kapsu tela kachin de nyamdo tata ne san ji bi ngor yuna namba thamji chim bi she te sem jen te da ge de ba chi la me se nyam ba ta song de ta ten de bi ten ne to ba ji che ge re ta tata ne se on de ta ji sem jen ji ne kap na ya ene devare chi bi nimbo sanje ji ngo chita yindu tene yu degi na song ya re yu na se ta semje ji ne kap na devare chi bi nimbo yo song ya ra di devare chi bi nimbo tene ta sanje ji ngo re de ga ra tene namba thamji chim bi yesi gi ngo re de ga re ta ten de namba thamji chim bi yesi tende ta ji semje ji ne kap na ya Tene yu degye na di namchen yeshe degye, tene semchen degye, ta semchen tedaage driba de karchen segye omare ese ne, ta toba nongyo re. Shir namba tamje chenbi yeshe sena enda, ta namba tamje chenbi yeshe ge, ta driba yonsu dzogwa chenji sendogyo re. Ta tetsa maze bage, ta lawlam Pagbi yeshege chat zogion, rangi mokarge, debatini passever shendogura. Tishidi, that same jinji nekovna, deorichi be himbo sejitene, that number tamjichim be yeshete de gare. That number tamjichim be yeshete, same jin ti jula yu de guiana, then a same jin ti jiji debate kanchin sergio amares and a karchin misere sambagata tendig toba chico gare. Yon tokwa chi la tekwa tumong ki koyu la shene son gyare ta tekwa tumong wagi chetong redere. Tekwa tumong wagi chetong kani che gyare sana sanje se jide nrebu yin samdu gyare. Semchen se adi ju yin tendu gyare. Te che di ta ju semchen ki ju la ta sanje ji nrebu sanje ji ngo yon su zopa di yugi amarete. Ta semjin ti jitna la sanje ji ndibu jipi ge ta nipan da chenji yu samdu gare. Ti che di semjin di sanje ki ju yin se. Sanje di semjin ti ndibu yin samdu gare. Sanje da semjin ni jumje su ta samna kodu gare. Jumje su chendu gare. Ndi tekwa tumon ki chetan redu gare. Ti che di ta Semjin de Sanje ge juche. Di Semjin de jitela ndevu Sanje ji ngo jitawa yindu yu degi yena. Dini jula ta ndebu ngo jitawa yindu yukwa ham. Ta jula ndebu nebar tabi chun tinde. Dini pavndo gindu usam gare. Pena shirur ge ngwe boga ondo tonde. Ta sabyan du nyugu se yon gyora. Sabyan giten du nyugu ngo jitawa yindu yu yu setu gyo amare. Te se na eni jula nrebu nepartavi ge chan yodu gyore. Sabyan tela nyugu ngo am nrebu ngo jibi nipate yu sendu gyore. Te che yon du ta tanda semjin da sanje ni ge chepar ja on de on semjin la sanje ji ngo chi bi nipa de yö sam de ga ne sanje ji ngo chi ta wa gen de semjin ti ji la yö se tu ge ma re ten de re ka si de ma yo on de ta na de ni ju len de ne bar ta bi ju en de pa m do gen du sam ga re de ti wa tu mo wa ta de she ne tene kowa len do go yare ndebu da semchen jyo yinbe jyola ndebu nebar thawi go jyo yinbe usam yare da jyo yi ten do ndebu ngo tende negi yo se na tene tela jyo yin karim pong yare se na tene sen sa na mitong a sawa thawi go jyo yin tende pong yare tande tanda jase chenpo shiwa la ge chun ju shirab liwi kao surwa tini juyi ten ten drepo de nen dugu ya na pe na sen se onde da karsar go saya giri re digara ta te sopa la tene tegin drepo te ta mitsong aki cha re digare ta juyi ten ten drepo de nen dugu ya na Tene sen sabi ne kam na yon, ta chun drepu mitsong a sawa thal se ne, so tong chen ba la, ten da vi chun pong du gare, julan de ne, drepu ne par ke lenke, shiro tong chen ba rwa, ta tong chen ba la, ten da vi chun pong du gare, ta di chun tega nan shin ba chen ji, ta dewar chi bi nyingbo, san ji ji ngo, chita wa, jendu sem chen ji ne kam na yon, tene ke len na, di chun de pagu nu sam ne, Tā tīndē kī tīne tōkpa sēnā ndā, tīndē kī chēn nāmbā nī, tā tsūn pōng wē ōndō tōng gā rē. Tā tī chēn nī bō tē kī, tīne nē kī mā rē sō mī nē pī tsū tīndē, tā tīne mā rīmbā jindō tēng gā rē.
So, we come to the part we're reaching in the text, and... It says, regarding so this point, some people wonder, if the essence of enlightenment is already present in sentient beings, then why doesn't the omniscient primordial wisdom eliminate their obscurations? So that's one doubt here that is raised. The first doubt that is that if the the Sugatagarbha is present, the Tathagatagarbha is present in sentient being. The Sugatagarbha is so the essence of enlightenment, the very essence of the Buddhas. If it is, this very essence of the Buddha, is if it is already exactly completely there as it is, then in sentient beings, then why is it that sentient beings still have obscuration? Because so the Sugatagarbha is so this essence of the Buddhas, isn't it? And if we say so, it is there, it is in sentient beings, so the within sentient beings, already abiding, then why is it that sentient beings haven't eliminated those obscurations? Because wisdom, the primordial wisdom, eliminates all obscurations. The Buddha also have, you know, at enlightenment, eliminated all obscurations. This Sugatagarbha, this Tathagatagarbha, is so this primordial wisdom of the Buddha. So all sentient beings have the primordial wisdom of the Buddha. Now, how can they have also at the same time all those obscurations? How is it possible that this primordial wisdom, that sentient beings have this primordial wisdom of the Buddha, yet at the same time this primordial wisdom hasn't eliminated all obscurations? How is it possible? So that's the first doubt that is raised. There's another point raised also, to say, also, stuck in the subjects taught in the common vehicle, they think that if Buddha is the result and sentient beings are the cause, then the presence of the result in the cause is refuted, or there's the refutation of the presence of the result in the cause. There's a refutation, an argument, when the result is present in the cause, eating food entails eating excrement. So that's the second doubt. To explain this a bit further, so in the this is a kind of understanding that corresponds to the common vehicle. This is a common vehicle presentation or understanding that if you know that sentient beings they cannot accept or consider that the complete result of Buddhahood is already present in sentient beings, in the cause, sentient beings being the cause and the result of fruition is enlightenment, and this full-fledged fruition, full-fledged result cannot be present in the cause, sentient beings. We can say that sentient beings have the capacity, the potential to become Buddhas. Yes, they have this capacity, but we cannot say that the result is already fully complete in the cause. And so this is an understanding, this understanding of causality is very much from the this common vehicle kind of perspective, and that the result so can't be completely fully there in the cause, because we can take the example of a seed, you know, and a seed produces a sprout, but the sprout is not present exactly, you know, completely, fully in the seed. Otherwise, there would be the fault of having so this complete sprout already in the little seed, which is not the case. The presence of the result in the cause, then there won't be any production and so on. So there are many unwanted consequences that arise from this. So, but what we observe actually is that a seed has the potential, has the capacity to produce a sprout, but not that the sprout is already completely, fully present in the seed. So it is the same also with sentient beings. They have the capacity to, they do have the capacity to become Buddhas, but they don't have already all the, it doesn't make sense, according to this approach of the common vehicle, to say that they already have all the all the qualities of the Buddha. They already have, you know, the this Buddha nature, this omniscient wisdom, exactly as it is already right now. So again, because otherwise it's this problem of the result being present in the cause. And for example, one famous argument against this is, if the result is present in the cause, then eating food entails eating excrement. So this comes from Shantideva in the chapter on wisdom in the Bodhicaryavatara, where he uses this argument, so mainly between the against the main proponent of presence of the cause, presence of the result in the cause, which are the Samkhyas. And so that is that if, you know, the result is already completely present in the cause, let's take the example of eating. And when we eat something, then, you know, we ingest it, and then the result is, as you know, excrement. So that means that when you eat food, actually you're actually eating excrement, if the result excrement is already completely present in your food, which is obviously not the case, hopefully. And this is the main argument that is given, or the kind of problem that arises, that, you know, if you say that sentient beings already have all the Buddha qualities, already have, you know, completely the Buddha nature exactly as it is in themselves, then at the time of being sentient beings, at the time of the cause, then that means that all the result is already present in the cause, which is the second doubt that people raise, and that is that it doesn't make much sense to say that the result is already completely present in the cause. So those are the two the two doubts that are raised here. That the first is that if the essence of enlightenment is already present in sentient beings, why is it that this wisdom hasn't removed all the obscurations already? That still have obscurations since the wisdom is present. And the second is, as we just said, that of the problem of the presence of the result in the cause. And so those two are just misunderstanding, and they're going to be clarified now.
That then I learned that then is na shinda sabi nye den jindo di tenla lo ma jomba chela tumong vi yungi kwa tsamji tini toba tetar chewa la ka me chan song yare ta shinda sabi nye den jindo di ten de to degi yana ta chelin din davi toba de chegi ma re song yare nye den jindo di tenla lo jom ndo di ten de to de yana din davi toba tsani chewi kung tsani yo ma re song yare That tum tanda ngeden jin do de la lojon ma ye. Di tanda kondu ma chu. That tumongi jung tam la lojon she. Tumongi jung tam jige goa la tene. Tan dinda vi toba che ju yaba de kaya ma re son gare. That tumongi jung ta de she na. Tene tanda Sanchen namji jila tata ne sanji ji yenten tamche ta trigondo tari tsur ji gone yu yu sene tumog nodi kao shegi yamare shegi yagi yamare te indi ta tumog nodi kuni ondo ton yana tene ta nindavi toba de cheji yedi gare son gare te tar che wala ka me chan son gare Tā yīnā yā chūrā tōpā chīvā tsaṁ rē mātō tēndā vī chūrā ngōmā njūgu mā rē sōmī tāndā rē tēnī mā yīn tēs chūrā njūgu mā rē sōn rē chūrā wē sārvī yīshī kūn lā chē mē pār yē chōng sōn rē chūrā wē sārvī yīshī sī tē dēshī nīmbō rē dēshī nīmbō tē sēm chēn kūn lā chē mē pār yē rē sōn gā rē sēm chēn lā wā dēshī nīmbō yā dē gā rē sāng Sanje na semche ni ka Devar jibi nimbo jigi chab dewa tsam la Na nda degu yo son gare Chepar tani mebar Chepar yo ma re son re Che mebar yo chong son re Ta Sanje gi Jila yipi deshi nimbo tinde gi Ta lobur je driba tam je pa sel Tine shiji nelu gi cha Ta chita wa jindun chendu gare Ta semchen ki jila yepi deshi nimbo tindegi Tene lobur je driba pa serjunda da Chuni ji nelu jitawa yindun chen se andavo tine yato gu ya mare Te ya mituba ki ta tenye ki chepar te Deshi nimbo yume ki chepar ju gu ya mare son gyare Ona tende vi chepar te kang ju gu ya resena Yod dejo ke devar shibi nimbi yeshe tinde ngō shēpā tāṁ māshī bī gōne chē jū dō gyō rē sōng gyā rē tā rāng lā dēwar chē bī nīmbī shē yōpā lā yōpā tā dō ngō shē dō gyō na pē nā sāngjē nāng shīmbā rē dō gyā rē jī dēshī nīmbō tē kē lōpur jī dribā tāṁ jī pā sēr gyā rē chī jī nēlū tāṁ jī jitā wā jī ndō chēn tō gyā rē tē ngō shī bī tāw lā tē nē shōng dō gyā rē tā sēnchē nāṁ kī jīlā dēshī nīmbō mēwā mā rē dēshī nīmbō yō dō gyā rē yu denam yu rongla yu pi devar shibi nimbo ke cha tende ta ngo shenge wa mare ngo ma she du ene devar shibi nimbo ke cha tende ta ngwandu chugwe wa mare ngwandu churse chugwe tse ta ngo shibi gore ngwandu chugwe gara di chidi ngo ma she du ene ti devar shibi nimbo tege lobur je dribayam pa servi sergi wa mare chi ji nelu chitawa yendo tobayam yatugu wa mare Ti shedi semchengi jila yipi deshi nimbo ke driba meser jodan sanje ki jila yipi deshi nimbo ke driba ser jute deshi nimbo yume ki chepar mare son gyare devar shibi nimbo yo ya jute ngo shepe gwane ngondu churwa dan ngo ma shepe gwane ngondu majurbi ki ta jumsen de la tu de gyare son gyare Ti shedi ta semcheng namgi deshi nimbo de yopar ngō māshē dērē, ngō māshē dū, tēne rāngsēm, tūrbā, lōbūrbā, ndī kībī tsēsē gārē. Tā tāna dēwār kībī nīmbō tē jitāwā gēndō ngō māshē ndō dū, tā ngō māshē bī tāwlā tēne, ēne zōngzīn tūrbī sēm tē shār dō gārē, zōngzīn tūrbī sēm tē chē dō gārē. Narong tsola yuebi zungzin trubi semde Devar shibi nyingbo ngo ma shibi tawla tene Tene tanda zungzin trubi semde chegi yueson re Tan nando zungzin trubi semde che undu Tan tedan tu nyamdo 이니 시럴게 난 트루비 나왔던데 온 샤드게아리 시럴라 트루비 나왔던데 온 샤드게아리 대신 트루셈 유탄 제바손다 트루비 셈데데나 셈데게 유르 트루비 나와다 제바 이니 뒤냠데 샤드게아리 에송게아리 단디 코르완 코르와 세지던데 다 데어리키 비 님보데 짓다와이긴도 마토비게 Then Nando Zunzin Turbi Sem Tendeda Sem Tege Yud Sharga Joge, Tan Turbi Nawa. Then you let any Korvas and Minta go yes on it. Koran Korvas and that Minta Saga Yumamade didn't Trunon Don Turbi Sem Dere de Gare. Dawa Yin Lasse Gare. That then they Trunon Don Turbi Sem Tende Yang Man de Churundi. And Rangla Yepi, Devarchi, Nimbo, Chat in the Yon, Tangman the Chirtuga Yamare. These zones in Tribi Semt in the Gay, then a part dip jaguare. Then the Turba de Rangla Yepi, Chuni, Chitawak in the Mashe, Tesonre, then Mashe, then the Tat Devarchi, Nimbo, Yernayon, Yoba Mashe undi, then a Tanda, Lobo de Dibatamjon, Setugumindua, Chiji Nelut in the Yon, Totuga Yamare. This is the Chitawag in the machete is on it. Pena, meet tuna, yiki sheba, chibi wang is on it. Then I say, Niku and the Madame Jinawa Mambo, the Sharon Gare. That Madame Jacobso, Soso Rongi, Luta, the Shenet, Madame Mincho Gare. De Yendo, Tene, Lutella Tembige, that sheba, Madame Mincho Gare. Mila so be sheba yon mincho gare. Yon mila so be sheba tege yurdu churbi zu yon mincho gare. Tishini malam jine kav na tine zuda ge nawa ta tanda shirol ta dushene yon mincho gindwa. Tine nangken ge mila so be sheba ta yuchin ta dushene yon mincho gare. Tine devi yuchin tege ten so so ge lu yon mincho gindwa. This is the nonsense of the Malam Jacobso, Nietene, Migi, Shebag, Zodon, Dadan, Dittabo, Tonson, Dittabo, Tuson, Samne. That Nimoj Neko in our ten logdoa. Then the Ocean Malam Jacobso, then you ton, you chin lasso, but then me unger, yes on yare. This is the lasso, but no mumme bashun lasse yare. That Tikoso, Moma Chena. Then, sem jig chontu red de gar, sem jig chontu la, then, zuda la soba yurta de yon, char de gare. Migla, mig sheba la soba yuchenta de yon, char de gare. Then, yon, luta de chenon, char de gare. Nambe, sem jig chontu re, yuri ina yon, sem jig chontu re, migla soba gi sheba yon, sem jig chontu re, luta de yon, sem jig chontu red de gare. In the same jig chondro yimbang as a hakomenda. Zuda singing the kagan do some. De tongking the milas of becheba yon telen tate bachinjin do some. Yong along lu yon de telejan tate bachinji yu some ne. That so sort of the mean dogyanayon. Then sheba jig chondro. Sheba jigle yendo majibachinji reason yare. Tendi tedi yurdon yuchenso sosol nzinji mi chisonre. Ta mala mi jimbi kaptenan de kakashir nzindu gyare esan gyare. Ngoma samna ton yodo yishi korongi rangi yinlu zunzin tade do madruba shi mini lasir ta. Tendu zugda seachin kakadan mi laso bi sheba kakayomare. Malam jine kumna. Yinna yon mala mi yumbi ne kumna. Tade yopa tardo mi undi, ta tenlan tade mepa de ti kausu she tukumindu asun jare. Yenju tenlan tade yomarwa. Yurton sheba nika malam jine kovna tade medde na yon, ta no undi tade tardo jin nondu gyare, ti tabla teni tenlan tade mepa de dodi she tukuyomare asun jare. De chedi rangi yinlu zundin tade de madruba she mini la ase jare. Mashi chon yinlu tele jendu churba meba taan se gare. Ta di kapsu ta zundin yin ta teba chingi rendu samne nzin dugyare. Ta de meba di shengi yamare. 신기 맨나요. 최 그런 게 내륙 간대래. 뭐라면 이제 내륙 내버 간대래서나. 되니 유통 유진 타대 짠이요 말해서는 타대 매빠대 뭐라면 이제 내륙 인도기요 나요. 디 타대 매빠대 마시 빠 짠 마지. 다음 타대 빠진 이제 죽든도 삼네. 되니 진도기요래. 빼대 난신 빠진 이제 인성자래. 신지 주니 대월기 민보스 주대 zungzingin tali ndi jajo tene ta yeshe ki cha tende chenji yindu gare te yindi zungzingin tali ndi bi yeshe ki cha te tata nganon tsoke sem de la chabde gare chabde yana yon tan churvi tabji gone zungzingin namba chenji no ondi ten yeshe ki chabde yana yon yeshe ki chaba te ngwe sem toku mendo a zungzingin cha tende no ondo gare No what's a mother down zonzing chat in the turn la trip the do some do got it. This you do sem la zonzing in debi yeshigi chat the git chat the yanayo no machine do do cause zonzing tadi the non choking doa tadi the hen choking doa. Bet then anchin by changing yin say got it. There will keep me nimbo the same gen tam chick jilla chat the yanayo. There will keep me nimbo get turned the no machine do do. Then Zunzin, then Trubin Noah, Corby Chiji chat in the Then one the children get a reason, one the children, you know, then the devil keep him but take a chap there. Come one my head there, Mato bag, never a day, Amare. Then one my head, you know, then Trubin Noah, the church over here, some bit and that. You know, tell a gentleman by me, but answer, got it.
So the reply is as follows: is that it says to the people who have this kind of doubts, then can reply in the following way, saying you haven't trained your mind in the meaning of the extremely profound definitive meaning sutras, and you are guided by only a rough understanding of ordinary teachings. So it is no surprise that you have doubts. So so people who have these kind of doubts actually just shows that they haven't really studied the definitive meaning sutras, the definitive meaning of the sutra, those extremely profound teachings, and they just rest on a more kind of a superficial understanding of ordinary teachings. And so if they haven't really studied those and commit their mind to these and try to explore those kind of teachings, then it is no surprise that they don't understand them and therefore have doubts. So the doubts that they raise is not because there's a kind of a particular fault, the fault that they the thing there is in this teaching. This is not the problem. It's just what they think is a fault in the teaching is not actually what the teachings are saying. So there's no problem. So we're just going to Mipham Rinpoche is therefore explaining, that so the way to understand is not like that, but that the clear light of Paramahansa Wisdom Dhammata is present equally in everything without any differentiation. Yet, as a result of adventitious obscurations, which have arisen in our own mind, we are confused into only taking the deluded mind and its object as samsaric basis of designation, while ignoring the Dhammata that we have within ourselves exactly as it is. So, the Buddha... it is not that the this Buddha nature that all sentient beings have this Buddha nature. It is in all sentient beings, and all the Buddhas have the Buddha nature as well. And in the in the same way, there's not the slightest difference. It is present equally in everything, in all, without any differentiation. There's no difference between the Buddhas and sentient beings in this. And the Buddha, Sugatagaba, the Tathagatagaba, is free from the adventitious obscurations. of ordinary mind, and it has the primordial wisdom that knows the omniscience that knows exactly as it is the nature of all phenomena, the dharmata nature is manifest. But in sentient beings, even though it is also present, yet because of the adventitious obscurations, they are not able to see that clearly. So it is not a difference in terms of presence or absence, meaning it is not a difference. The discussion is not to know whether, you know, sentient beings, Buddhas have the Buddha nature and sentient beings don't have the Buddha nature. It's not discussions of presence and absence. This is not where the so those people raise the objection, you know, in this way. But actually, this is not the contention here. Actually, it is not so in terms of whether they have or they have not the Buddha nature, because they all have equally the Buddha nature, but it is whether they recognize it or not. This is where the difference lies, that the Buddhas have the Buddha nature and recognize it. That is, they are free from all the, they've eliminated all obscurations, all adventitious obscurations, and so therefore the wisdom is fully manifest, this Buddha nature is fully manifest, because they've recognized it. But whereas sentient beings, although they have this Buddha nature, they haven't recognized it. So it is not that they don't have the Buddha nature, but it is that they haven't recognized it. And so the Buddha nature, this Tathagata Garbha, this aspect of the Tathagata Garbha, which is present within themselves, is not manifest because they haven't recognized it. Because they are still under, this Buddha nature, Tathagata Garbha, is still obscured by those adventitious obscuration, this dharmata nature of all phenomena can't be seen exactly as it is, perceived exactly as it is by ordinary sentient beings, because even though they have it, then they are not able to recognize it. So the difference is that it is in terms of whether they've eliminated or not the obscurations. Buddhas have eliminated the obscurations, and sentient beings haven't. So it is not in a difference whether they have the Buddha nature or not, but whether they have eliminated the obscurations to the Buddha nature. And so it is a question of whether they've recognized or not. And when they do not recognize, what happens is that the deluded mind creeps in. That is, even though so sentient beings have this Buddha nature, they do not recognize it. And on top of that, then engage into have this kind of dualistic kind of a apprehension, the subject and object, and have which is the activity what the deluded mind. Tulpisem, the deluded ordinary mind, comes. So all this dualistic clinging, not recognizing, and dualistic clinging comes on the basis of the deluded mind, and as a result, then all the deluded appearances, Trulnang, then also manifest, and so. They are not able to. Basically, sentient beings do have the Buddha nature, but they are not able to realize it, to see it exactly as it is. And as a result, there's a dualistic apprehension of subject, object, and deluded appearances. And so, this is what we call samsara. The name samsara is given to those two aspects, the deluded appearances, Trulnang, and the deluded mind, Trulsem. So this is what we call samsara. And so as because of the obscurations to the Buddha nature, so we are obscured, and we can't see the Buddha nature exactly as it is. And so so we don't recognize it. We do have the Buddha nature, sentient beings, but we don't recognize it. And so we are not able also to realize the Dhammata nature of all phenomena. So there's an example is given in the text in order to clarify this. That is, when we sleep, we perceive limitless appearances such as the body, objects, eye consciousness, and so on, all by means of the mental consciousness. We perceive and apprehend the subject and the object separately, and yet in that moment it is only the mental consciousness which is unable to recognize itself the way it really is, and unable to recognize that there is no subject different from the objects. So, the example to show what happens with the deluded mind is the dream. When we sleep and we're dreaming, so there's a great deal of appearances that manifest. And when the kind of thoughts that we have in dreams are called dream, but also when they are kind of physical forms that we see in the dream, they're called dream. When we perceive, we see our body, we think we have our body in the dream, then that is also a kind of a part of the dream, So, but actually, all those many different limitless appearances, all those many different appearances manifest just due to one subject, one thing, the mental consciousness. It is the mental consciousness that produces all this, even though they appear to be different. When we dream, for example, we can have all sort of dreams, and then and see all sort of things, and then see those other people, and think that there's someone else there with a different mind, different from ours, and so on. Seeing our body interacting, and so on. All this is just a product of the mental consciousness. The only thing is that we don't recognize it when we're dreaming. We do think that there's actually someone out there, but we know when we wake up that it is just the mental consciousness. So this is the same process that's happening, that is just the mind, the mental consciousness, not recognizing itself. The mental consciousness produces everything, but thinks it is other things, and get into this dualistic apprehension. There is, in the dream, then appearances of eyes, and then appearances of a visual kind of awareness, and then appearances of a physical form that we're seeing. All those, are just the dream, are just the product of the mental consciousness. But the mental consciousness, even though it produces them, consider them to be different from itself, to be a body that is different, to be the body of someone else, to be a physical form out there. This is what happens in the dream. So it is just that they are product of the mental consciousness, but it is not aware of it. So it is the same with the cognition, that there is not this recognition. So the text continues and says, but even though it cannot recognize it, cannot recognize its nature is always the same. So the mental consciousness doesn't change. The nature of the mental consciousness doesn't change throughout the night. It's just, all those different manifesto is not able to recognize it, but hasn't changed in nature. And so likewise, all phenomena abide as emptiness. And even though this is true, not everybody realizes it, because there's still the possibility of delusion where appearance and reality are different. So there is still there is not a different object, then we don't recognize, the mental consciousness doesn't recognize its nature, the consciousness doesn't recognize its emptiness nature, and we just don't know how to recognize that. And therefore, this is when we don't recognize, and then the dualistic apprehension, dualistic grasping then creeps in, then is and thinks, oh, this is different. There is the object here and the subject, which are different, and makes them different. Even though at the level of the very nature, there's no difference. There's not the slightest difference. It's just as in a dream. It's the product of the nature. Yet at the same time, we don't recognize that, and then so there's this dualistic apprehension, and we think that there is an object there different from the subject. And so this this is just so we say ignorant apprehension, not recognizing the nature, and just apprehending this all these different phenomena are being different. And so even though when looking at the when considering the Sugata-gaba, then just instead of recognizing it, then there's the dualistic apprehension that creeps in, and where we distinguish an object from a subject. And so even though this Buddha nature is just present, pervades our mind right now, this Buddha nature, which is beyond all the duality of subject and object, of dualistic apprehension, pervades our mind right now, but and it is actually this primordial wisdom. So we have this primordial wisdom pervades throughout our mind, but we are not able to recognize it. We are not able to recognize this. And not able to recognize it, it appears as ordinary mind. It appears as Sem, the ordinary mind. And so it is like in the dream, like in the example of the dream, that we don't recognize that it is, you know, the mental consciousness doesn't recognize that it is producing all this. And so, and gets into a dualistic kind of a apprehension. There's a subject different from the object, and so on. And all those dream appearances manifest in this way quite vividly. And it is the same with the sentient beings. That is, that they do not recognize the Buddha nature, but instead get involved into a dualistic apprehension, and consider there is a subject different from an object, and so on, and all those samsaric appearances then, you know, unfold from that. So this is the reason is, this is what we need to understand, that the reason is that it is because of not recognizing it. It is, it all comes from not recognizing it.
ぺ<笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑 나온데 다 존진 타데 따르듯이는 논로거 다 존진 타데 기차텔라 트루비 샘세거레 다 된다 존진 타데레 네바 다 나는 님비 예식 기차텐데 인도거레 다 님비 예식 기차데 인도나요 된라 인도기야나요 된 논데 존진 타데바 되네 타디 따듯이네 다 논로기 요새네 되네 던라 존진 타디린 데피 예시기 차 있나야 논데 타디 따듯 논 조그레소네 든디시네 직땡겨레 용패지 간서는 최탐제 똥바니드 내장세겨레다 통옹근 너디깝서요 주다라서비 최탐제 똥니인송도 아세겨레 Zuyon Tony Down Tony Yin Song do Asegare Tony Yimber Sumba Nanshin Gitanla Ko Tony Yindugarde Ta Tony Tanla Tony Yimba Tamjig Semje Tamjig Tony Yimba To Gugum do Asegare Tanla Tony Resonare Tumong Dodi Nolola Tony Song do Asegare Ta Tanla Tony Yinayon Te Tony Yimba Tad Tamjig Te Tony To Gugum do Asonare Pepe Nibare de Gare. Pe denam Shimbarshene, Dene Semje Namji Semji Chuni Sanji Yinaya. That Sanji Chuni Sanji Yimba Tamjik Tamji Sanji Gingo Mandu Churjun Rada, that Danda Diva Ponjun Davo, that in the Yugibi Neva Yamare Song Yare. This is the Danda Dini. pet namba nye, malam ge pet tende, zo malam la zonzin tade de madum na yon, tene tade ta de non chogindu aase na tig tengare. Tene toni ge pegi che tamche ngo toni ina yon, yon toni to gege mendo aase re, denbaran zin chogindu aase re. Tishiri ne no mentim be trubasi bishiro son, ten toni ina yon, nechur toni ta de mato, taun denbaran zinbe ge truba yon chogindu aase gare. That bit in the nintan gare. That bit in yingi, that tandang amandere. Then a sim don't nimbu ye he nintin de yon, chuchin don't chuni yin rese gare. Manon took a zonzing sim did a da. Then it devarichi be nimbu ye he nin yipo de, chuchin di chad on chuni di chad de garson, sim de chuchin red de gare. Sim de la, then it devarichi be chuni tegi, chap de gare, ese gare. Mato bag sem de jure, disin yun debure segamare. Chuchin to chuni yin sendogare. Sanji dan semjin seat in de yan, disin yimbo demi dingi chipper yagi amaris on. Disin yimbo git chanisana dona, sanji lion dendogare. Semjin lion dendogare. Digonis sanji dan semjin yu chipper yagi amare. Dan sanji dan semjin yu chipper kind condition yagurusena. Nature don't monster jingle yago years on yare. Tanda Tan Semchen nam san deoriki be nimbo don't jeepy gay. Then a sanji gicha yin sejete. Nature jong the tondo gares on yare. A yon tanda zunzingi semji chat in de. That Semchen senanda. Tan tribichal yard de jude. Nonsur jo on the tondo gare, son gare. Tanda semjinam, tanda dishi nimbo don chepe gone sanji in sejute, nature jingani said the gueson, nature jingani, zunzin trubi sem satin de truga mare. Zunzin in depi yehe, devil she be nimbo chat in de yindu gare. Tayon tanda zunzin trubi sem de, then nonsur red the gare, nonsur siate. Nature chitawa jindu mato bichatela nonsur segare. Tijirin nonsur na sanji yin segare. Nonsur na semjin redugare. Nature na semjin yin segare. Nature na sanji yin dugare. Tijirin semjin da sanji seandeya nature gichata nonsur gichane yagi yoson gare. Pena devarechi bin himbo don sem dini chuchin don chuni yin sena chogindua. Sem di chuchin si. Deor shibi nimbo te chuni yin sena un cho de gare. Yon tanda zunzin ge sem de nansur ge on de shay gajo yin se. Deor shibi nimbo de nesur ge on de shay gajo yin sena un cho de gare. Dine nesur da nansur ge on de shay ne tembi shiri se gare. De shiri da semchen da sanje ni jumde yin se gu mindo wa. Chichin don chuni ni jumde yin se gya marwa. De shiri devarishi bin nimbo sanje ki cha de chuni ya. Dini zunzin ki sem de chichin yando de chichin don chuni yin se do gare. Mato teni jumde yin se gya marwa. De shiri chichin la chuni ki chab de de julan debu neba tabi chun de pao unden chi ya marwa yisong yare. Yon tanda netur don nonsur she onde Devarishi bin nimbo sanje ki chatende nature ngi ngane yagi yoson rogare. Then is zunzin turbi sem tende nonsur jungane yan rogare. Dijidi nature don nonsurus. That devarishi bin nimbo nature ki chada zunzin turbi sem de nonsur ki chane yan rodi. Then it tanda julan debu never tavi chin pao unden chimendo ason yare. Julan debu never tavi gay. Chuyentende, njugi maresona, kasi julan debu nebar tabi chuyente, chiji chiji ki jumde kele na, ta ti chuyente pabdu gyarwa. Tantan di kausu ngato chiji chiji ki jumde kele ngi mewa sonre. Semdan, dishi nimbo ni, chuchin don chuni tsudu kele ngu gyare. Dishi nimbo nesur yin, sem nansur yin sidi, nansur don nesur jingane, tini ngoyle kato kele ngu gyare. Dishi julan debu nebige, ripi nebar tamba ni, 쇼 마고와 세토송 야레 니코스 디키 님보세아지 간데치니 야긴도 야톤 간데 임바 하 마고네 데니 저놈 그 줄엔 데브 네바타비 쳔엔데 죽은도스 쳔 폰도 그야레 선레 마토 가츠 디키 님보다 셈니 줌데 인세게 메와세 야레 셈쳔다 산제니 줌데 인세게 메와세 야레 네츠르도 논츠르 중에네 셈쳔다 산제 야노 그야레 추쳔도 추닝은에 셈도 데어시비 님보 야노 그야레 대신에 저런 대부 내봤다고 좀 보는 데쯤인데 와서네.
So this example has these two points that it tries to illustrate and. Kanpashu is not sure I brought that clearly. So look at that again. So that is in the dream, so the object and the subject appear as being different, yet at the level of the in reality they are not different. It is just the mental consciousness. So even though so there's these different appearances of a distinguished subject and an object, but then in reality it is just the mind, the mental consciousness. And in the same way also, so that illustrates that for the way that the dualistic mind works also is that this aspect of duality of the deluded mind is that it appears so a subject and an object being different from one another, when in reality it is just the primordial wisdom which is beyond all the difference of all differences of subject, object, and so on, which is primordially present in sentient beings. So though they are not different, so though there is no difference between subject and object, they are seen as different. So this is a thing that this example of the dream shows, that and then the phenomena are in the text, even though it cannot recognize it, its nature is always the same. Likewise, all phenomena abide as emptiness. And even though this is true, not everybody realizes it. So it's also the fact that all phenomena, we say, are their nature is emptiness. You know, the nature of form is emptiness, the nature of sound is emptiness, and so on. And so in reality, actually, all those phenomena are just emptiness. And this is, and so they are not different, but it's just this is their nature. However, it is not necessary for this to be recognized for it to be the case. It is not, because you know, we don't need everybody to know that the nature of all those all forms, all phenomena is emptiness, for this to be the case. It is the way things are, and that all phenomena are in nature emptiness. Some people recognize it, some people don't. And so, like in a dream also, so that's the second point. That so sentient beings and Buddhas, mind and the wisdom of the essential nature are respectively phenomena, chuchen, and dhammata nature, chini. And with regard to this, Buddhas and sentient beings are taught in terms of nature, netul, and appearance, nangsu. So, as a consequence, the refutation using the argument of the abiding result in the cause is misunderstanding the perspective this teaching is taught from. To clarify this a bit, says that the sentient beings and Buddhas have the same nature. So the nature is like dhammata nature here, is chunni, same nature. Just maybe the Tibetan term chu is like a phenomenon, sometimes translated phenomena chu, or and ni is like means like the thing itself. Chu ni is like the nature, the thing itself. Dhammata in Sanskrit. And so things, so sentient beings and Buddhas have the same nature. And so it is not, even though so they have the same nature, it is not necessary that everybody again recognize it to be the case. It's just the nature, and at some point it does appear, it does manifest in a certain way, it does appear as sentient beings when people don't recognize it. It's all those dualistic appearances that manifest, and at others, like in the case of Buddhas, it is recognized. So when it is not recognized, when the nature is not recognized as it is, then it could be, instead of being seen for what it is, Dharma to nature, then they could be grasping at the true existence, at the inert existence of things that, that creep in. So what it means really, so is as we just as it's explained in this paragraph here, that there is this the distinction is made in terms of phenomena as opposed so churchen. Churchen is chen is what is endowed with, so the churni, the dharmata, so it's the thing that has the nature. Yeah, so you have the thing itself and the thing that has the nature, if you want to translate those terms, but which usually we translate as phenomena and nature. And so here you have this, the distinction that is made in our discussion between the sentient beings and Buddhas is a difference in terms of distinction in terms of phenomena and nature. And so the nature, the very nature, pervades the mind of sentient beings. It pervades the ordinary mind. And so it is not the case that the ordinary mind would be the cause and the Buddha nature would be the result. It's not the way it is explained. It is explained in terms of phenomena and nature. The nature is the Buddha nature, and the phenomena that that manifest is the ordinary mind. So it's not that the mind, the ordinary mind, is the cause, and the Tathagatagarbha, the Buddha nature, the result, as those who raised the objection thought it was. But actually, the way that in those teachings the Buddha nature is presented is distinguishing the ordinary mind and the Buddha nature as one being the phenomena and the other being the Buddha nature being the nature. And so, in the same way, also the text continues: Buddhas and sentient beings are taught in also likewise in terms of nature, nature and appearance, so respectively. That is, that the Buddhas, all Buddhas and sentient beings, it's not the causal relationship between the two. It's not that sentient beings is the cause of a Buddha, you know, but the way it is understood is that the Buddha is the nature, the netsul, the way it abides, and whereas the sentient beings is the nangtsul, the way it appears. So this is the distinction that is made here. And so again, not a causal relationship kind of distinction, but a different in terms of netsul, nature, and nangtsul, appearance, the way things appear. And that is that the Buddha nature, the Tathagatagarbha, is the nature. So when we say, you know, the Buddha is the nature, the Buddha is the Tathagatagarbha, is that is the nature, the netsul, the way things abide, the way things are. Whereas the aspect of a dualistic mind, dualistic deluded mind, is the appearance. So this is considered from the appearance point of view. When we talk about the dualistic mind, we are talking from the appearance point of view, and that is from the nature point of view. Then the dualistic all those dualistic appearances are not established. All the dualistic perceptions, those mistaken appearances, deluded mind, are not established at the level of the from the point of view, from the perspective of the nature. And so, whereas from this the dualistic mind, dualistic deluded mind, is seen or considered from the perspective of appearances, of the way things appear. From the point of view of the way things appear, then we can discuss, we can talk about this dualistic mind. But from the perspective of the way things are, the very nature of things, then this is not established. The nature is not established. So from the perspective of, and when we say the way things appear, is that the way things appear, we translate it as appearance here, nangsul, what it means is that not being able to recognize the nature, when we're not able to recognize the netsul, the nature, the way things are. This is what the nangsul, the way things appear, correspond to. So things appear when we are not able to recognize the nature. And so this is the distinction that is made. So that between Buddhas and sentient beings, that is a distinction between nature, netsul, and appearances, nangsul. And so, or you could say also, as we just mentioned, difference where mind would be the phenomena, chuchen, and the Buddha nature would be the Dhammata nature, chuni. The Tathagatagarbha would be the Buddha nature, the chuni, the nature. And so, so it is very much, and in the same way also the mind can is considered to be the way things appear, the nangsul, and the Tathagatagarbha, the nature, the netsul, the way they are. And so, it says here, takes as a consequence the refutation using the argument of the abiding result in the cause is misunderstanding the perspective this teaching is taught from. So that is that we are not talking about, you know, sentient beings and Buddhas in terms of cause and result. It's not that sentient beings are the cause of the result that would be Buddhahood. It is in terms of Tathagatagarbha being the chuni, the nature, and dualistic, deluded mind being the phenomena, the chuchen. So it is not a relationship of cause and effect there. So therefore, there is no problem. The problem of, you know, of the abiding result in the cause that was raised. It does not apply here, because then you need, you know, in order to have the problem of the abiding result in the cause, then you need to have a result and a cause. But here we are not talking at all about a result and a cause. We are talking about a nature and chini, and then phenomena which are endowed with this nature, chuchen. So it is a completely different, you know, discussion here. So the kind of the raise of the objection that you raise does not apply at all. And so you'd rather, you know, maybe look a little bit more into the teachings before you start kind of raise this kind of thing. It's just a sign that you haven't really understood from which perspective this was taught. That is that, again, that the the Buddhas correspond to the netsul. Buddhas, the Tathagatagarbha, is the netsul, the way things are, and dualistic mind is the way things appear. So it is not a causal relationship, and so therefore there is no problem in the. So there's not, you know, this fault of the argument of the abiding result in the cause. It means that, you know, there would be the result would be already, if the result is already present in the cause, and there are some unwanted consequences. Well, that does not apply here, because we don't have a cause and an effect anyway. So it's a completely different discussion.
Tetar rikpan denen reju ji chuk ngan du sarvi ta ji son gyare. Ta du son kunin choshu taan shibi rikpa tambo tere. Ndege reju ji, revu tu ji, tene chuku yeshe tende 다 응원도 쌀쌀한다 응원도 줄비기 줄바대 줌센도 시엔로 그래 단 네비 내꺼나 줄기이지 응원도 줄바대 줌센도 시엔에 되니 주 샘진지 뒤나야 되니 대화리시비 힘보게 리 대형 연땡기 차탐지 예댄도 여바친지 되니 둠로그 여성이야래 자 주두지 릭스리다 주이두지 릭세온데 다 대신 님보기 차테레 대라연테네 연땡기 차 예댄 여바친지 둠로그 여성이야래 다 단다 대신 님보던 되니 대주지 출근이 지자 지지게 좀대 선임바 야토기야 말에 대시디 다지 심진지 내감나 예비게 되네 리 대화시비 힘보테 되네 다 로버지 디바탐제 파 드라버시비게 다 다르주나지 야초게레 디바 다르주스난다 디바 다르사게 다 이진나지레 되거레 다르주 야초게레 되네 단 타투 한제비 내가나 응원도 줄주게 다 최규 예시에 된다니 되네 로브지 디바데 파트라네 응원도 줄게 아주 진지인데 단디스 야노 그래 된디 타르주 돈 단디기 체버 야그르마도 찌자 찌지기 줌데나고 야지 메소아레 아 대체디 단디 최규 예시에 대 다스고 온디 데니 타르주 릭 데워시 비힘보 옌텐 탐제 예네 란치스 네바 친지 데니 샘진지 네컵나 둠로게아레 디시린 데니 데뷔 데니 주드바 텔라 뜨피 릭바세거 탄 세마지 카우스 데부 타스코네 주드주 텔라 데니 뜨피 릭바센도거레 Then he called the two big one, Seni Banda with Yatuga Samare, Karsena Chija Chija Jumde Seni by Yaguya Marte. That Tarjo don Tande Tande the Tasukene, Tijo, that Tarjo, Richie Chat in there. Then he goes on to the That Birikba Gitele Yana Choga Sare. They said it Nezula, Nashi Jumde Machon Sondoa. Then he Yi nekau ge rik tende da, tene ndebi nekau ge chuku tenyi la, tene ngafshi se anda da, jumde se anda wanda, ngoyu gwane gyaji yamare sonare, ngoyu gwane ngafshi se ne chi gyaji chi yamare, ngafshi ki chepa yam, ngoyu gwane jumde ki chepa yam gyaji yamare. Tishiri netsur la ngafshi jumde mecha, nansur la te hundi, tene jumde si gyagosundi, jumde tende yam, Tarju don Tande la Kogugare Yagu Bisheresegare. Tishedi Tas Sanji Jinekana Mandu Chuji Yishi Choku de Tande Rendere. Tin Debu la Tune Tan Debu Tela Tune Tene Tiju Semjin Jinekamna Ri Yentin Tamje Yene Ranchisu Hinju Tuba de Dub Yajo Yinji Tandi Tensi Tela Tubi Rikwas and Yacho Yosongare. Shiton tenti tela tubi rikwadan, chuni ji rikwadan, shawashi bi rikwasene, that's some yandu gare, tinonem de tubi rikwase gare. Then in jibu tende, that jula tugu gara, then in jibu tasukune, then it tiju yaba dugaju tela tubi rikwasen dugare. Then the tubi rikwashi shawa yinosone.
So, our reasoning uses the fact that the Dharmakaya is clearly manifest at the time of the result of fruition to prove that the Gotra, primordially endowed with all qualities, is present at the time of the cause. And although from the perspective of the way things are in their nature, there is no such thing as before and after or cause and the result, when we consider the way they appear, we need to speak of cause and result, and that is why we use the principle of dependency, establishing cause from the dependency of the result and the cause. So the reason why the result can become manifest is that the because the result at the time of the result of the fruition, then the Buddha nature is fully manifest. So therefore, it must be present also in sentient beings primordially, and so this is the nature. So is which corresponds to the Tathagatagarbha, the Gotra, it must be present in sentient beings because it is manifest at Buddhahood, and it is not the way we need to understand this happens is not on the on ordinary kind of causal relationship of cause that would produce a result, like a producer, the cause, and a produced result. This is not how the gotra, the nature, the Tathagatagarbha is understood. The Tathagatagarbha, the gotra, is the Tathagatagarbha in sentient beings, which is covered by adventitious obscurations, is what we call the cause of elimination or the cause of freedom. That is meanings that this is the thing that is going to be freed, the kind of the thing, the basis, the ground, if you want, that the basis on which this elimination can take place. This is what is going to be freed from adventitious obscurations. So in that sense, it is the cause. This is the way we understand cause in this context. Whereas the manifest primordial wisdom of the Dhammakaya is the result of the elimination of the adventitious obscurations. So here the way, so this is the what we call the jalje, earlier jalje, the result or of freedom or the result of elimination. That is, so we have a jalgu, the cause of elimination, cause of freedom, and jalje, the result of elimination. And so to argue, the result of the elimination of adventitious obscurations is the Buddha nature in sentient beings, and the result of this elimination is the of the adventitious obscurations is the manifest primordial wisdom of the Dhammakaya of in the Buddhas. So, and that is all there is to it. It is not so. It is. When we talk about a causal relationship here, we need to understand, again, that it's not, like a genuine, authentic kind of, relationship of something producing something else, a cause producing a result, But it is, in terms of a freeing, it is a freeing process, elimination process. So the this Dhammakaya, this Gotra, this Tathagatagarbha, has is primordially endowed with all the qualities spontaneously and naturally, and so at the time of the result, when reaching the fruition, then they become manifest. And so here, so we use the what we call the principle of dependency. That is that when we in the teachings on pramana, sometimes say on logic, when using the teachings on reasoning, then there's different principles that are used, and one is the principle of dependency, and that is that a result depends on its cause, and so this principle that is used here in order to establish the presence of the cause, that is the Tathagatagarbha, fully endowed with all its qualities already in sentient beings. So using the principle of dependency, although we can't say that it is the authentic, the full-fledged kind of principle of dependency, you know, this term tsenipa, you know, the real principle of dependency, because principle of dependency is based on, you know, cause and effect in this mode that we've talked about, which is of a cause producing an effect. But here we say this is not the case. So we have a sort of causal relationship, and we use this principle as well of dependency in order to establish this, the dependency of on the cause of a result. And so this is again, so this at the level of the nature, if we look at the nature, or the text continues when it says, although from the perspective of the way things are in their nature, there is no such thing as before and after or cause and result. When we consider the way they appear, we need to speak of cause and result. So that is at the level of the nature, of the very nature of the gotra, the Tathagatagarbha, there is not the slightest distinction of a before and an after. Of that there would be change, or a cause and an effect that would be different from one another. So at the level of the very nature itself, of the gotra itself, then there is not the slightest difference in terms of before after, in terms of you could distinguish in a cause different from a result and so on. But it is at the level of appearance, that Nangsul, at the level of the way things appear, at the level of the way things manifest or appear, that we need to talk about cause and effect at that level. And but even though we talk about cause and effect here, we need to understand this is talking in terms of result as a result of elimination, jalje, and not the result of a production. And so we establish the presence of the gotra naturally, spontaneously, in all sentient beings based on this principle of dependency that is that establishes the cause based on the result. The moment you have a result, that needs to depend on the particular cause. There are there's different principles that are used when try to apply reasoning. And so one is the principle of dependency. The other is the principle of nature. There's a third principle is the principle of efficiency. And so there are those a different principle, and the one that is used here in order to establish the presence of the Buddha nature in sentient beings is here we've been using the principle of dependency.
That's going to be the yin yer meshi tan shi biti tandare shi bitane sonre kondi ji chu tamji nelu tongba ni demi wo sar chenbo yeme ror chi be na song yare dandi dan korwi che tamje ina yanda nyange rendi bi che tamje ina yanda nelu tongba ni se ji dan nye che bi tongba na bo ji yinge amare ndi nelu tongba ni se ji te pe na ta bumbi tong ni se anda da kawi tong ni se anda bunda da Kangzag dag tony sanda, and the sotam your tony nyetsevare dere. Tandika get nelu tomba nyesi de nyetsevit tony main bagge. Demi were search and boss, I got it, tandy. Tene so do change the cavne. Tene tay chat in the la, no zondogare. Demi were search and boss on the tene ta zocheng gi jide ji ka so tene khonde gi nawa tham che gi charsa gi ye tene demi wasa chen bo se yare ti toni tende ta toni senanda ne lu gi cha tende ne tene khonde gi che tham che la chab ya jo tene yeme rochi pe na son yare ta khonde gi che tham che tene demi wasa chen bi ngor la ta ye wa ta ni ja ji ya mare semjen da sanje ni ka ya demi wasa chen bi ngor la rochi ba chen ji yin son yare ti ka su tene dan da tote sanje gi cha se ya chen ji ya ji ya mare mato bi gi semjen gi cha se ya chen ji ya ji ya mare Tindi yeme rochi be na se yare. Sanje dan semjen jan ten tambar yewa mete son yare. Ta demi yosar chenbo ti ngo la sanje se age tene nelu tobi chan da da. Semjen se age nelu matobi cha se ne. Ta yewa yaju yare besene yaju me son yare. Te shedi sikpa korwa dan hiwa nyande nye ka yan. Demi osar chenbi ngor la ro nyamba chenji yin son yare. Nyamba nito son re. Teshe de ta semchen yin na ya tene demi osar chenbi ngor le ta yendu majiba chenji yindu gare. Sanje yin na ya demi osar chenbi ngor le yendu majir. Demi osar chenbi ngor la Tene ro nyamba chenji yin song betandare. Dei shi turba lovur we turbi semchen tarang noa namjan. Nenu tan tanbi chenjini chungze chan mayo pe na, mayo par chenji ripe turbe na, sanje di nyimbo chenda nge te song yare. Ta semchen dan sanje nika demi osar chenbi ngo la ro nyamba yin song da, ro nyamba ti jumsen se yare. Tenin turbe turba lowurbe turja joge tan turbe turja joge semchen tar ta semchen tar non dna yo nelu tan tan bi chini le chungze jo yogi amar se gare patta sa de semchen tar non dna yo chini demi yosar chembo ge ngole yend mayo ba chi re son yare Deshidi nilu tantambi chini senanda demi yosar chembole chungze chom manyo par se ondi ta semchen tardu nondo jo ndiya deni mi yosar chembo gile yendu majirba chenji yin sendo gare demi yosar chembole yendu majirba ta ti dani imba chenji tando gare Tate tene rikpa ki nani chuni ji rikpa tukki re son yare. Chuni ten lan bevje ki rikpa indi chuni ji rikpa sen ro gare. Te shiri ta semjen dan sanje su ina yon demi osar chenbi ngole yendu majirba. Tamche demi osar chenbi ngor ten lan bevje ajo tila tene chuni ji rikpa se gare. Ta chuni ji rikpa tukbe na se gare. Te shiri ta semjen ya Tene demi osar chenbi ngo le yendu majirba chenji yindi ta semjen namilayon ta rik tendege tene chabdegindu usay yare sanje ji minbo chen sanje ji riken imba chenji ta ngegindu usay yare tande dhubtonde chidong korwa da nyangelinde bichwe tamche demi osar chenbi ngo la Tene ror nyamba, ti ngo le, tene yendu mayo ba chenji yindu, ene semjen tamche ya, ta danda demi osar chenbi, ta richi dani se andabuchi tena pamdoga sare. Sanji ji nyimbo se jende ya, ndi kasu tso, tene imji docha tela kondoga sare, ta kasan sheba nanshin re, Sanji ji nyingbo seju tinde yon, tene inji docha neon kocho re. Tene wu sarwa nami docha newa yachu gyore. Sanje siya de yinda wu sar. Ta niki docha ne yachu yode gyore. Te che de tanda tenchi tambo zosong kunin toshir siji de zo tene wu sar chukyu docha ne kendo gyore sare. Zo nangcha re de gyore. Nangcha ne Then it under Semchen Nam, that under Devashi be Nimbo Chenji Dumdogare. That under Zosong Kunin Choju Koronyo, Wursarwa, Nanchi Docha, then Chondi, then it just Semchen in Neck of Nayo, Chuku, Chuku, Nami Docha, that reeks so Yandogasari, then that we retain Chenji Dumdogasari. Then it taking near measures, Sejundege. Then it's Semjin Namja, then it demi worser chembo am inji, and all a yendu major by changing ten la pom rodi. Then you reeked in the yon so inji dochate, dumrogia sare. This is a devarchi bin himbo gurongin oyon in da worser senanda in da yeshe, soon to be dani changi, gogogare. Tensi ki tenlambe ondi yon, yinji dokcha de tso orshin tenlambe bi tsurdon, ursar bi dokcha de tso tenlambe bi tsurdon, tam namba nyinda ji kocho gaya sare. Te shedi ta tandan dini, semchen nam yon, demi ursar chenbu yinji ngole yendu majruba chenji yindi, ta semchen nam la yon, ta rikte ki chab yoseya chenji dumro gaya sare, sanji nimbo chen yinba chenji dumro gaya sare. Tichiri chunyi ji ribe trube na sanji ji himbo chendo nye tez. Ndo le chan, chue tam je dema ne wu sarwa ason. Ta chue tam je demi wu sar imba ndog non lo leo son jandu u son re. Nyange le ndepa da, chue tam je nyande ji ranji imba on son du se. Chue tam je ngombar sanji bi ranji imba on son du se gare. Ta korvi chue ina ya, Demi wasar chembo ge ranji imba son yare, nyande ge ranji imba son yare, ngombar sanji bi ranji imba son yadi, ta korbi chue tamje ya, tene devarishi bi nimbo chen imba chenji, ta ngegin du son betandare.
So we come to the meaning of the second line, the second reason given by Maitreya of the presence of the Gotra, the Tathagata Gaba, which is that suchness is indivisible. So, say since all phenomena of samsara and nirvana are indivisible and one taste, as a great emptiness of primordial clear light, Buddhas and sentient beings are also ultimately indivisible. This is the great equality of samsara and nirvana. As a consequence, the reasoning in investigating into the Dhammata establishes that appearances of sentient beings manifest due to adventitious delusion, but do not waver in the slightest from the Dhammata, the absolute mode of being. This definitely establishes that sentient beings possess the Buddha nature. When we talk about the phenomena, and all the phenomena of samsara and nirvana, and which are discrete kind of phenomena, and when we talk about their emptiness, the emptiness of the vase, the emptiness of the pillar and so on, the emptiness of form, it is always the emptiness of their discrete kind of emptiness. This is what we mentioned earlier. But here we need to understand that the way emptiness is approached here, what it means, and the way to understand. So emptiness here is not this kind of discrete emptiness of just the emptiness of something being empty of something else. this kind of limited, discrete kind of emptiness, but it is the great primordial clear light. And so this great primordial clear light is terminology we find that brings us to the ground of the Dzogchenpa Chenpo. You know, in the Dzogchen teachings, it talks about the ground at the time of sentient beings, and that is this great primordial clear light. The same that is used. So this is the nature of all phenomena, of samsara, all phenomena of nirvana. They are all those phenomena of samsara, for example, are primordially this great clear light. In essence, they've never been, anything else. They are just, in essence, one taste with this great primordial clear light. And in the same way also in the Buddhas, but at that time, when considering this great primordial clear light, then there's no kind of Buddha aspect and sentient beings aspect. You know, it's all it's great one taste of the great primordial clear light. So there's no ultimately there's no distinction. You know, they are it says indivisible and one taste, and this is it says the great equality of samsara and nirvana. That is that they are indivisible primordially. That we can't, at the level of this this nature, at the level of this a great primordial clear light, then we can't distinguish between kind of Buddha aspect and then a sentient beings aspect, samsaric aspect, a nirvana aspect, and at the levels of this, at this level, that it's all one taste, So. And the sentient beings have never been, and never waver from it, never waver from this this nature, this great equality, and just as the Buddhas as well, never been anything else, never been anything other than the great primordial clear light. So this is what it says here, that the this is. Says as a consequence, the reasoning investigating into the Dhammata, maybe it would be better translated as the principle of nature, as we said earlier, we had the principle of dependency and principle of nature, and principle of efficiency. So that's the principle of nature that is used here in order to establish that appearances of sentient beings manifest due to adventitious delusion, but do not waver in the slightest from the Dhammata, which is the absolute mode of being, and as a way to definitely establish that sentient beings possess Buddha nature. So sentient beings and Buddhas are just at the level of, as we just say, it is just this great one taste of the primordial clear light, And so because of that, because sentient beings and Buddhas are one taste at the level of the great primordial clear light, at the level of their nature, then sentient beings, this shows that sentient beings also have the Buddha nature, this Tathagatagarbha nature. Because even the sentient beings, the deluded sentient beings, have never, it says, do not waver in the slightest from the Dhammata. That means that never been, never become something else, never became anything else. You know, even though they may be deluded, they never became anything else. They never waver from this nature. And so this is because this is their very essence, their very nature. So this is here the we apply here the principle of nature. That is that where we use that. It's a reasoning based on the nature of phenomena. It can establish how something is on the basis of understanding its nature, and so this is. So we said that the earlier, the first reason was established based on the reasoning that established it was based on the principle of dependency. So now the second line, suchness is indivisible, is established based on the reasoning or the principle of nature, and so that the sentient beings have this great primordial clear light as their nature, and so they are also completely pervaded by this nature, this gotra. And
Вона
That's the second page. So here, so to understand, also to look a little bit in the way that we establish this, that, we look at that. So that this primordial, so this great primordial clear light is the very nature of all phenomena. They are all one taste, you know. This is the great one taste of all phenomena, this primordial clear light. All phenomena of one taste in this great primordial clear light. So that means that also all sentient beings also have that, also are, you know, within that one taste, in that space. And so that uses here, so when it is more, this is a reasoning that is based more on the a basic space aspect of the nature, you know, that in the first reasoning, the first argument, saying that the Kaya of the Buddha is radiant, then the first reason there was more based on the clarity aspect of the nature, you know, as this the nature, the very nature of all phenomena. This great primordial wisdom as two aspects: the aspect of basic space and the aspect of cognizant nature, clarity, which are in union. So it is the great; it is the union of basic space and clarity. And so the first reasoning, the first reason that was given by Maitreya, that the Kaya of the Buddha is radiant, then was using to establish the presence of the Buddha nature, more the clear light aspect, the clarity aspect of the nature, whereas this second reasoning, the meaning of the second line, suchness is indivisible, relies more on the basic space aspect, the empty aspect of the nature. And so this is the way it does this is that it says that this a great primordial clear light basic space of the great primordial clear light is indivisible, and so it is present in all sentient beings, because it is the very nature, it is indivisible, one taste, the great one taste, the great equality of all phenomena. And so it corresponds at the level of the Tathagatagarbha, more it is its essence, you know, its empty essence of this basic space aspect. The Tathagatagarbha, again, being the union of those two aspects. And so here there are two ways. So here we've seen with those two reasons, two ways to establish the presence of the Tathagatagarbha based on those two different aspects that are distinguished on the basis of the gotra, the nature, the basic space aspect and the cognizant nature aspect. And so in this way do we so establish the presence of the Buddha nature in all sentient beings. And furthermore, it says the sutras say that primordially all phenomena are luminous clear light and nirvana, and by nature awaken in actuality. So this is something that we find also in the sutras quite at length, there's a number of quotation that shows how actually this luminous clear light is the very nature of samsara. It is the very nature of nirvana, and all phenomena are naturally awakened.
Wana che je ngare jen la je pa tar te yin ni de yer me ba tam ji ri ya pan ru na sa do so la yo ri ya par tha lo tha lo nyam na se ga re ta nge de ne tan da yen ji lu ga pi ka so de ne de me yin ba tam ji ri ya par dup thu ma re so a re de me yin ba tam ji ri ya par dup thu na Tene sado tamjeo demere, tene sado getendo yo, riyo par tavi chen de pagundu usene, ngar chuji yen la chen tene jeso ase yare. Ta 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 yon chenongyo, tene digin yir meba senti, korwa da nyangelen de bichu senanda, tene zunwa yoton zimba semji de bichu tamje, digin yir meba yinse, yir meba tamje gone riyo par dumna, Tene sado laso bayo, tene chuni teji nidu yer meba indi. Ta sado laso bagi ten layo, tene riyo bar tabi chuende, ta chuno lao polsa marewe esene. Ta yon tsu ngar yen la jubi chuende, tene yon tsu rong layo njubar tabi chuende usene, tsu chuende ongore. Te nyam naase gare. Ta ti chuende pagu maree sone, ta nini ma len chuende. Len chuton chuton nin dabu jayore len tambo kande chere sena tene rik se ate tene ha datanda sanje ge juche me bachinje la kogu ge yosare ta rik se ate sanje ge juche me bachinje le yanru de te sem ge tende yore ma to ba ge sadu ge tende te yaun ji che yomare sene That in the chin jison are. Yon sato sea de sem jitabla tene panon yajure mato sato sem tsuche yaju marison sadu shebabo sem resegare sem ji shebabo sado resegare. This is the sem jitabla tene sato non yajure mato bagge tene shuru sato latene sem tsuche yaju reo maresegare. The in the tanambe. Then semle los churbige da sado sea chinge o yaji yo mare son yare then de da danda cheton de yin ni yewa meba tamji gone ri yo par dubundi da sado la on de yin ni yewa meba chinge indi da tela on ri yo gesa re wase on de da sado sea de semji gone pan non yaju re ma to semle los churbi sado sea chinge Dugu marese on yare. Pena malam jikabsu yur no adan, din zimbi sheba no an anshin resendwa. Pena malam jikabsu yur no jite on sem jitawle pan no yare mato, sem le losu tibi malam jik yur seha chinji yo marwa se yare. Di indi ta sato seha chinji sem le losu tiba chinji medu, ta sato gitendu ri yoba tabi chun, pon guden chi minduwa, chun jugden chi minduwa asone, ta len jaton chik tinde chi e jab yare. Yon len japton chi la, tam korwa da nyangan nende bi chue tam je yene sanji jiranji inba song jandwa. De sado ina onko sanji jiranji re. Sado la on ta dewa ki bi nyimbo ge rite ki chawye sena yon, ta nyenga kanyan yosa mare song jare. Ta tinde shene len japso nyingi nana, ta japso tombo ta doho shene jau gare. Kande japdo sena, rike shawa nen trubi semji wangi shun jajo. Tan turbi semji gone semji ongi shun wise ta semji wangi shun ya joge driba nyi te papan shiji ranjin la mantrubi loje bi sanje se ta nambe ndini ma kong ti sanje se age pachi ndeshe na buji non gen dwa ma do tando ri se ate tene driba papan ya jo Tene yenten ngon de juri yaju ki sanji ki jujjime chenjira yagu ki yuesong bitandare. Ta sanji se yide dimni separpon shiji ranjin la lo mantru be jese ne pan deke jagare nambe sanje ji jicheme lan jo gana se gare ta sanje ji jicheme de sem na yer ma to sadole yo marwa se gare de sem main ba pa sado so bembo la lam duba me be se re sanje ji lam duba de sadole yo marwa se gare de she onde Tanyi tsamdo sado layon tijini yewa meba chinji yinayon. Tene tanda lam duba de sado so la medu. Tene ri yoba njo mugo te son. Sado la ri yoba njo mugo te son. Njo gug masin njo guya maro ate. Ri yoba tar vichon du son de. Da njo guya maro. Te manjo jindu yoba tar vichon du sene. ジェンフォンガレスコネクションジドサドルリエバチンジョグマレサドグラムチガドグマレセウタンダレテタンデリエバンジョグングドセゲアマラリエバタビチョンドセゲアリエバンジョムグテソンヤルテタリエバタビチョンメソンヤルタチョンメデンカンスナセムグオングサドソパノンヤジュレセセムギパシロナサドスチヨマレタセムダリエバヤヒョド Sem de los to be saddle medi saddle rea but I've changed Pavji Mareson Yarzana, sem de los to be saddle maybe she'll say anatre. Sem de ongi saddle so nongi, saddle so shiro ongi, sem she want my impasse yare. Mulam de noa don't did you hear be pens and the shepherd shall answer. Tamalam gi pet a samnat on the hack of window as on yare. Mulam de necumna, sem ni yuris. Then she wrote, No, and it's your maris, men now you know that the shin, no, 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 gare. No, no, I'm caught and let you, maris, on yare. Dandy, Uma, Juba, the chick of Sinado, Madame la, your mena, Madame la, Samuel Mason, are it. Madame la, Samuel, Madame la, your young, your son yare. Tell all that to each of them, but then Sartona, Nikayo, Zumba, Yinson, are it. Sentam batsoge shiroji nawa meba nansan sem yebi dujila mlamji pekodere. Mlamji nekom na nawa de yomare se. Sem le shirodu chubige zudala soba ki chode yomare se gare. Sem te yore se gare. Tindi ta dawa draba ki ta ten teke mendo son re yonna yonyam re menna menyam re son. Sem dindi mlamji nekom na demba di yonna yuron yogogre se. Yur tinde o zumba ina sem de o zumba in gugre son. Son ne ta son yare de dandi sen zamba soge. Sem me la yur yepige pe de melam yadere. De jiri me hanum bachenge o ta melam jin no ada tin zimbi hipa ge pe de te o ta ha kogre son yare. Ta de ha koji chersena. Tene melam jikab se hipa ne ye. Tene shiro yur tinde ne me son betendare. Then it did not shin shin, that same jitab you gonna yurte non do di. Then it same la deva ki be nimbo ji yobar ya chog in the mato, same le loose to be saddo ji me on the tele deva ki be nimbo ri yobar tab chende, tapasa mares on it. That tendition eh, lenti dagare. That tendition lenti dagare. Tama o neon. Tene yon chik kondi ki chwe tam ji yene san ji bi ranjin yin sur ji go ne so ore ta tanan dini ma rendu. Kam sam ji shepa bo sem di la. Se ta kam sam ki shepa bo ngoma tene tene sem di re. Sem di la chini devar chi bi nimbo ten tam bi gewa sami ji ranjin chen se. Inji deshi nimbo se na chogyo are. Ten tam bi gewa se na chogyo are. Sami ji ranjin se na chogyo are. Min kagata gare madate, riki la kogare. Rila dehi nimbo getaneta chogare. Then tambi geva se ya chogare. Sami di ranjin sena ya chog yosongare. Tejiri nambi? Comes some gishepa bo semlis. Sem de la, then it devarishi bi nimbo te. Chudon lenta do teni hudere sonre, hubena. Huber shepe? Huber shepe? Then Kondi ji noa namni namshi dan yeshi ji rorba tam yinbe tadid mugu la sondwa. Korvi noa tamjeni sem le noa yajo sem ji rorba redde gare. Sem le tadid tuya mare songare. Nyangilin dibi noa tamjeni yeshi ji rorba re. yeshe le tade de duya mare son gyare. Di shi tonga onda tonga gyare. Korvi noa tamje ne sem giror bares. Nyangalen debi noa tamje ne yeshe giror bare son gyare. Tate namben di kazu koju kare kogarsana tanda saddo seade sem giror bare se gyare. Sem giror ba. Indi sem len tade de duya mare. Sem len tade de madum na That saddo gutendo riyo batavi chun kadeshin jogyo de, then chun jubi tandache minduase, saddo seaj tugu minduasum mitandare. Chetong kondeji nawa kangi nayon semdo ishiji roba imbachin ishisongaroa. Tishedi, then saddo laso ban korbi nawa tendeyon semji robare, semlen tadi de tuya mare, tiyin di tiyitendo riyo batavi chun de pavdenchi minduasone, that chun bon tambo tendeshin non yare.
You may think, well, if that is the case, and the presence of the Gotra is established because suchness is indivisible, then the consequence of what you said earlier in your refutation also applies to you, that is, that earth, stones, and so on also have the Gotra, the nature. That, so what we said earlier, what, you know, Mipa Rinpoche said earlier in the refutation of those earlier Tibetan masters, you know, in their presentation, says that just to say that the nature pervades, you know, is all pervading, is not sufficient reason to establish the presence of the nature in the in sentient beings, because it's a little bit too broad. And so they're saying that, well, because that applies also to earth, stones, and so on. So they also, you know, also lack. They also lack of inherent existence, and so therefore, you know, they have the nature, since the nature was defined then as the lack of inherent existence. So, this is the kind of objections that can be raised to what we just said. Also, it seems to be quite similar, but. Actually, it's not really the case. There's two ways in which this is refuted, because I mean, of course, when we say that you know, that all phenomena of samsara and nirvana are one taste in the in this great primordial clear light, then it sounds very much the same, saying that, you know, they all have the same nature, and so therefore it's a little bit too broad of a reason, and you can't really establish this. But now, Mipa Rinpoche gives two types of two different reasons why this is not the case, does not apply here to what he just said. The first is that what we call the Gotra, which is necessary and correct to posit as the cause of Buddhahood, is an awareness which is undiluted concerning the nature of knowable phenomena, and which develop when the two obscurations arising due to the deluded mind are eliminated. So the Gotra that refers to this this Buddha nature in sentient beings, which is completely flawless, and it is on the basis of the mind that it is established. It is not on the basis of when we talk about the Buddha nature, the Gotra, then it is supposited we consider as the cause of Buddhahood. So it is an awareness which is undiluted concerning the nature of knowable phenomena. It means that this is something that is, you know, established on the basis of a mind, not on the basis of a stone or earth, but it is on the basis of a mind. It's not on the basis of outer appearances like, you know, stones and so on, because actually, since it is not mind, materials such as stones have no means to accomplish the path. Yeah, and so, although suchness is indivisible, on the conventional level, we don't need to consider that earth, stones, and so on have the Gotra, because they appear due to the mind, while mind does not appear due to external phenomena like earth and so on. This is the important thing to understand here, that the External phenomena appear due to the mind, but mind does not appear due to external phenomena. And so this is meaning that, you know, all those outer phenomena are not, you know, different from the mind. They arise in the mind. And so they can't be established as having an existence outside the mind. And but it is not the case that the mind arises due to external phenomena. That external phenomena would produce the mind. So it is like in the example of the dream, we can understand this using the example of appearances in the dream and consciousness at the time of the dream. Within this mind, this dreaming, we can understand this using the example of appearances in the dream and consciousness at the time of the dream, full stop. That is that in the same way that, you know, all the appearances, all the many appearances that manifest in the dream are produced by the mind. It is the mind that produces them. So you have, on the one hand, you know, the appearances in the dream and the consciousness at the time of the dream. But even though they may appear to be different, it's just the consciousness that produces all those many different phenomena. So it's the same also. All the phenomena that we perceive are produced by the mind, the product of the mind. It says that the mind is the creator of the three realms. And so, so therefore, since there is no, you know, earth, stone, and so on, do not exist outside the mind, then there's no problem in what we just said, you know. And also, you need to. So there's. So the first reasoning, just to come back to that, the first reasoning is that the gotra, the nature, is present in the in all sentient beings, and it is when we are able to eliminate the obscurations that it becomes manifest. So when all the obscurations in the mind are eliminated, do we reach Buddhahood. Therefore, it is on the basis of the mind that we talk about the gotra, and, you know, Buddha nature, capacity to reach enlightenment. This kind of gotra nature is talked about on the basis of a mind. When the mind is freed from the obscuration, that is basically the definition. If we look at the way, you know, the term Buddhahood, Sangha in Tibetan is explained, you know, there's this aspect of Sangha of removing all the obscuration. Buddhahood is the when all obscuration are removed, and when all the qualities are actualized. And so, therefore, it is on the basis of mind that we talk about Buddhahood, on the basis of, you know, this mind that produced the that has the obscuration. So when the obscurations of the mind are removed, then to reach Buddhahood. So that has nothing to do with stones and so on. And it is so that is on the conventional level, you know, just a conventional kind of reasoning. If we look at that, if we look in this way, that or this reasoning is not on that kind of more conventional basis. That it is on the basis of a mind that, you know, that there's that we can talk about Buddhahood, that there is Buddhahood, and that all phenomena anyway do not exist outside the mind, don't have any existence of their own outside the mind, and it is only on the basis of a mind that that there are outer phenomena such as stones and earth and so on. As it says, the external phenomena appear due to the mind, while mind does not appear due to external phenomena like earth and so on. So, and again, like in the example of the dreams, what Mipam Rinpoche was saying, you know, the appearances. So it is that there is the mind, and at the same time also there are all those appearances which seem to be external appearances, whereas, as we know, when we're dreaming, there's nothing outside. And so even though they really appear as being outside. So here we need also to be made this little distinction, that is, for example, what Chandrakirti was saying in the Majjhimika Avatara. He was saying that actually, in the dream, if the appearances of the dream are not real, then the mind also is not real. Whereas if the appearances are real, then the mind also is real. So he's not really fully accepting this as the citta matra are, that is, that all outer phenomena are just the product of the mind. But he's just saying that, you know, if what you see in the dream is not really real, that means also that the cognition of it is not also an actual cognition, you know. And in the same way, if on the contrary, what you know is an actual thing, then the cognition also is an actual cognition. But so here follows more the kind of citta matra understanding that all phenomena are dreamlike. They very much use the example of the dream in order to explain how it is possible actually for all phenomena to appear in our mind while not being outside at all. And so so this is here in this way we understand that, you know, all phenomena actually arise because of the mind, and it's not the mind that arises because of phenomena. So there's no problem again, you know, with what we were saying, because all those phenomena, earth and stone and so on, are not different from the mind. So this is the understanding here that, so within this mind that is the creator of the three realms, abides the Dhammata, the Sugatagaba, the nature which is untainted, which is the absolute virtue. So you could call it, you know, all these different ways. It is possible to give different sex names, you know, like the mind, creator of three realms, the Dhammata, Sugatagaba, absolute virtue. Those are different names that can be given. But what it comes down to is that this is the mind that, you know, these qualities of you know, the Sugatagaba, the and so on, are present in the mind, you know, just like the water is wet, you know. It's not something you can separate, you know, being wet, and it's not, you can't have some dry water. That is so very much inseparable. In the same way also, this nature in the mind, so that is the creator that produces all the three realms. And so
Semjian tamjian ki jila dewar shibi nyingbo di chudong nang tada shene, ta tamitibi tsuji goni yusu ki peyin sara.
So, this is the, so water, one way to understand the example of water and being wet is a bit like Ken Rinpoche and me, Ken Rinpoche being the water, and I'd be like more kind of wet, or a little bit narrow, you know. But, anyhow, seems Mipham Rinpoche's intent was that it's more so the Buddha nature, this Sugatagaba, is present within sentient beings, you know, just as this quality of being wet in water inseparably. So this is the way to that it is understand that it's not, they are not different, you know. So when we are aware of this, says the appearances of samsara and nirvana become simply the play of consciousness and primordial wisdom, and without any need to differentiate them. So all those phenomena of samsara and nirvana are just the play of primordial wisdom and consciousness. That is, that all the phenomena of samsara are the play of consciousness and the play of ordinary mind, and all the phenomena of nirvana are the play of primordial wisdom. And so they are just the so all stones, earth, and so on, all those are just the play of the mind. They are not different from the mind, and so therefore there's no problem. There's no because there's no, you know, earth and stone and so on which are established would exist, you know, outside the mind. So basically all the outer phenomena such as earth and stone and so on are the play of the mind, so therefore they are not different from the mind, and so therefore the kind of objection you raise does not apply here. So that's the first answer, the first refutation that Mipham Rinpoche brings.
Jigana jiva na tumaye